This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Lady Gaga.
This is Gaga?
Yep. Gaga.
New Gaga.
Ah. All right. Let's hear it for the Gagsta. Sounds like gangster, doesn't it? How do you do? Welcome to another hour of conversation with the DJV Experience. You can follow our program on Twitter at DJV Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Shillen, at Doug Steffen. And if you go to facebook.com/DJV Show, you can see some pictures that we just posted of dogs as babysitters. The ladies were looking at them and decided that they were cute. A friend of mine, dear, dear friend of mine, Tony Paradiso in Tiffin, was looking at these, and he said he thought of me, so he sent them. So I thought they needed to be posted. So now they are. If you want to see something really adorable, then you'll look. And if you have younger children, you'll like it even more. You see the picture. They're just fabulous. Aren't they really, ladies?
You both so cute. Yeah.
So cute.
The bulldog and the cowboy hat. That looks like Charlotte.
yeah, a little bit. Okay, some other good news today. For those of you who follow the space program, SpaceX is launching a recycled rocket today, making history. It's the first reused rocket going up into space, and hopefully it'll come back down as well as it goes up.
I know, sometimes they
don't, right? Yeah. Well, these people are very clever. This is Elon Musk's company. It's a Falcon 9 rocket used last April to send a cargo capsule up to the space station. They've tried to develop these rockets, these reusable rockets, and so a couple of times in the last couple of years, they have landed 8 of these rockets on land or on a ship at sea. And so now they're able to reuse them. And this is something that NASA tried to do. And in a sense, the space shuttle was a reusable rocket. That's really what it was, an airplane that could go up and stay in space for days and then come back down again and land at either of the two, either in Melbourne at Cape Canaveral or out at the Edwards Air Force Base. And remember, John was here. John Harper, who runs our affiliate in that area, WMEL, said that they made the Melbourne Airport into a bigger facility just in case there was a problem with the shuttles landing over at Cape Kennedy, which I thought was kind of cool. So anyway, this is private business. This is like, I go back to this because I think there are so many different ramifications of things like this. You heard people grousing yesterday about the announcement that the EPA is going to cut back on this and cut back on that and other agencies. This is an opportunity, whether they see it this way or not, whether it's been planned this way. Those of us who are open-minded see it as a way to enhance private business interests in our country, whether it's finding ways to help the environment through private enterprise. Look at all of the wind. I give you Palm Springs. And how many hundreds of those windmills are along Interstate 10, Jennifer? Would you say 300, 400?
Probably 300. Yeah, I think that's fair, accurate.
All right. That's all private stuff. Now, the government was involved in the research at the beginning to get them going, in a sense. And, you know, there are a lot of people who think once the government gets into a business like this, they ought to get paid when the thing goes public. That's a debate that goes on. But instead of the government, though, keeping going, they came up with the resources and the ideas, and then a private company took it over, developed it, and this is how electricity is created for pretty much most of Southern California. And so there are other partnerships like that I see.
So that's a private utility?
Yes.
Oh. I've driven by them and several times, and I always wondered, you know, who owns them.
Yeah.
You know that they actually, the ones in Palm Springs, actually power the power of the power grid for Phoenix, Arizona. Not
That's right.
California.
It goes as far as Phoenix. Yeah. Right. Yep, yep, yep. So it's. I think there are lots of different possibilities. If you look at that list, I don't have it here in front of me. Maybe remind me. I think I left it on my desk, actually, back in California when I go back next week. Look at all of the things that are there. Just would you remind me, like, maybe next Friday to look at that list? And let's just take the same approach with that. Look at all the things that are on there. If they do cut the budget, it's an opportunity. It's not the end. It's the beginning of opportunity. And that's what we're supposed to do here. We're supposed to, the government is supposed to help us help ourselves. They're not supposed to do everything for us. They're supposed to help people figure out how to do things. And then, you know, it's like a top. Spin it, and it goes off on its own. At least that's the way I view this sort of thing, and I hope that you think that that makes sense. Speaking of things that make sense in a moment, we're going to meet Dr. Lee Lindquist, who has some very important information on how to take care of seniors when it comes to home health care. You know, I've had this experience in my family. My father didn't want to go into a home, and he ultimately did, but it wasn't preferable. And if I were, when I get down the road to that point, I want to be in my own home. So as we get older, there are lots of different choices and options and things, so we're going to find out how that might work. Because a lot of you may be facing the question, what do I do with my parents when they get to that point? So we'll see if we can come up with some answers for that in just a few moments. 13 past the hour here on the DJV Experience.
This is Pete's Yard, and Pete's happy that winter's finally over. Still, winter's damage is done and has left Pete's Yard withered and weak. But Pete knows all he needs is Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food. It greens and thickens lawns to help crowd out weeds. Guaranteed. Just two simple feedings, one now and one later this spring. So Pete can easily take his grass from hungry to healthy. This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food today.
The wrong boot will make your work suffer. Take Yeti. That's his forklift with the front wheels hanging just over the edge of the loading dock. And that is a big bead of sweat dripping down in his face because he's pretty sure if he moves, this whole thing is going to go further south. Sure will be interesting when everybody gets back from lunch. When your feet hurt, your work suffers. So get the Timberland Pro Disruptor Worksheet. Anti-fatigue technology and a 30-day comfort guarantee. Timberland Pro. Visit your local Timberland Pro retailer to get a pair.
All right, 15 past the hour now. We welcome Dr. Lee Lindquist to our program, Chief of Geriatrics at Northwestern Memorial Hospital. Also been associated with the Feinberg School of Medicine in Chicago. So we know you have a lot of expertise in this area, Dr. Lindquist. Thank you for joining us. I think that if we go through the numbers here in the next few years, almost 20% of American adults will be over the age of 65. I'm there. Fastest growing age group being those who are 85 and older at that point. So for a lot of us, a lot of families, people want to stay in their homes and age. It certainly is a priority here. And I guess you're suggesting, as a result of some of the work that you've done, seniors ought to be making healthcare decisions before they get to that point, right?
Exactly. And so my research and everything that we've been doing here at Northwestern and Geriatrics is helping seniors to age in place. And what we're seeing is that so many seniors have a crisis. You know, either they fall, they fracture a hip, and they get hospitalized. And then the family has to run around, figure out what to do. It's kind of reacting to emergencies. Mm-hmm. And we thought, let's back this up. Let's figure out if we can plan for it. And we developed a planning website called planyourlifespan.org. It's free, publicly available, nationally accessible. And it kind of walks through what the health decisions need to be made for seniors prior to actually, you know, getting into an emergency. So let's say if, you know, someone's memory is getting worse, you're worried about it, you know, these are things where you can walk through and figure out, okay, if a person needs help in the home or if they're going to need to go to rehab, what places are around my area or who can I access, what resources are there. And so it's planning for a health crisis before this happens. And we're seeing so many seniors getting prepared for end of life issues, you know, buying caskets in advance, planning funerals, but there's a good 10 to 20 years before any of that will happen where you're going to need more help in the home. And our goal is to try to keep people there. And going through the Plan Your Life Spend website is one of the things that can definitely help people figure out what they need before they need it.
All right, so here, this is, instead of being reactive, which is pretty much the human condition, Dr. Lindquist, you know it as well as I do, we don't act, we react. So this is an urgent call, maybe not so urgent, but it is an intelligent call to get people to look ahead. I know, I figure I'm good for another 30 years or so. But I haven't given much thought. I don't know that I worry much. When I was younger, I worried. I did. I worried, literally worried about what would happen to my life. Now, I don't have that concern at all. I just figure you transition into another state, et cetera, et cetera. And you don't want to leave your children with a burden. So I recently really cleaned up my will so that everybody who's involved has copies of it. They know what I want done. They all know what I want done with my body. At the end of the day, but we haven't, interestingly enough, talked about the thing that is most prevalent here in your discussion, and that is, if something happens to me, who takes care of me? And where do I go? That's really what you're advising here. What do you do? What's the strategy for dealing with health situations when you age?
Exactly. Exactly. And that's where PlanYourLifespan.org helps people kind of walk through the things that, we doctors and nurses and social workers know that seniors need to plan for the 10 to 20 years before they need the will. And that's where it's really important. And it's interesting, too, that we're seeing a lot of family members of seniors looking at the website and kind of figuring this out because they know the burden will be on them if the senior is not getting this figured out now. So it's a way of getting the seniors' voices in there and getting what you want before it actually happens for the 10 or 20 years before you actually die.
All right. So how do you advise adult children to start the conversation with their aging parents? Like, what would you say to my two children in having a discussion with me about this?
Well, we actually made it super easy for people. With the PlanYourLifespan.org website, you can actually make all your choices in your own home anytime you want, and even as a family member go through it all and actually just email it to your loved one. So you can say, I've made all these choices, and here it is. This is what I want you to do in the future. And that actually is an easy way of starting the communication going.
Yep.
The other thing, too, is we all know seniors who've had experiences, you with your dad, of, you know, what to do when something happens. And you can actually leverage that in talking with your loved ones where you say, you know, you remember what happened to Aunt Joan. You know, I don't want that to happen to me. This is what we need to talk about beforehand.
And it's so uncomfortable, yet it's so silly for it to be uncomfortable. As you mentioned my father again. I go back to that conversation, which seems like a long time ago. And what I'm saying this with a smile on my face, you probably deal with this every day, Dr. Lindquist. People who come into you, and it may be that they're grandchildren, like they're three generations removed from having to view themselves as the end of the line. Then they're two generations when the grandparents, then they're one generation, and then there's no wall. There's nobody between me and the Grim Reaper now. So, or the Happy Reaper, whoever it is that we're going to see on the other side.
When you're 50 or 60 instead of waiting till you're 100 and someone else makes the decisions for you.
Yeah, right. So that's really what the advice here. This sounds pretty simple and straightforward. So if you go to planyourlifespan.org, is that right? Planyourlifespan.org, that's where you think the people should go. That's where you've developed all of this help.
Exactly. And if you want to learn more about geriatric care at Northwestern Medicine, they can also go to the website at nm.org.
All right, nm.org. Nice to have you here. This is good information. PlanYourLifespan.org. Dr. Lee Lindquist, who's the chief of geriatrics at Northwestern Memorial Hospital here. Food for thought. That's really one of the things that I like to herald about our get-together here every day is that we offer you incentives and plans and ideas that you can take, hopefully do something with them. That's why we present the information so that you're not in the dark. Good info there. That was helpful. 21 after the hour.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
I gotta have faith.
Appropriate that we talk about George Michael because he's still dead after the last conversation we just had. I don't know how much planning he did. He's only 53.
Yep.
Well, he actually got laid to rest yesterday. He's been dead for what, about
3 months?
Well, 3 months, yeah.
So his body hasn't gone anywhere? Did he get cremated? That's a good question. I don't know. There's not a lot left after 3 months, right? I mean, that's...
Well, it depends. If you bury him in the ground and they've had a lot of hot dogs and things that were all, you know...
I don't know if the hot dogs that George Michael liked had preserved it.
Nice dinner,
God.
I'm really glad I brought that up. Okay, anyway, George Michael is now... Whatever was left of him in his body are underground. And so Highgate Cemetery in North London is where the remains were brought in yesterday. Private ceremony. His late mother is buried there. He bought the lot next to her a number of years ago. So he was planning for his demise. He bought the lot, right?
Yeah.
His boyfriend was Fadi Fawaz. And apparently Fadi Fawaz is a character, and there was some question about whether he was going to be at the service, but he was there. What's the upset between Mr. Fawaz and the rest of George Michael's family?
There was some controversy or rumors that he was banned from the funeral, which obviously wasn't true because he was there. I don't know. People thinking that he was going after George's money. I don't think they were together all that long. Or maybe they weren't all that serious when George died. I think that was kind of what some people thought, but the one who found George dead in bed on Christmas Day.
Yeah. I can't imagine anybody would get involved in something like that, would you? Oh, that never happened in the world of entertainment. So, anyway, situation with the autopsy, for those of you, the suspicion was he had heart disease and had a heart attack, but he actually had fatty liver disease. And most people don't even know what fatty liver disease is. A lot of people have it. They don't know they have it.
Well, a lot of it's helped along by substance abuse.
Yes, it is.
Oh, it is.
I've had cows. I had cows that died of fatty liver disease.
Yeah. It can have a lot to do with diet, but yeah, I think in George Michael's case, it's probably more alcohol. And
He also gained a lot of weight, though, before he died. So he obviously wasn't that healthy.
So his liver got fat along with the rest of his body.
I guess so.
All right, moving on to somebody who's alive, Drake, but not by much, got food poisoning in Amsterdam. At least that was the story, but the now prevalent story is that he was high on something.
High on Amsterdam. Yep.
High on Amsterdam. Yeah, I imagine getting drugs in Amsterdam.
Pretty easy. All you have to do is the coffee shops, right?
Yeah. And you can get them anywhere on the corner. So he ate some sushi, so he says it messed up his stomach, had to get medical treatment. And the doctors told him not to go out on stage. But the validity of the claim, because he dines at the very best restaurants, that doesn't mean... apart from the story.
Food poisoning can happen to anybody.
Exactly.
Right. And that just happens anywhere. So we could give him the benefit of that doubt.
Right.
For
give
sure.
him the benefit of the doubt here, even though he's in a place where you can get drugs like you can get a bowl of soup.
Yeah.
But anybody who's eating.
It's not Drake's first rodeo to go to a coffee shop, if you know what I mean. Like,
Well, this is the third show he's canceled in 2017 alone in Amsterdam. So the fans, the Dutch fans are not feeling Drake right now. And this most recent one they canceled, he canceled after people were already let into the venue.
Oh, that's awful.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. All right, well, so the guy's a jerk. But it does serve as a warning to not eat sushi because you don't know what's in it anymore. Stay away from sushi. Yucca bunga.
And the coffee shops.
That's right. 28 past the hour on the DJV thing. I got high as the
egg. Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Housebreaking, housebreaking, housebreaking. There are four basic steps to housebreaking a dog properly. Confine or watch, no in between. It's really important to understand that dogs will rarely eliminate where they stay or hang out. So confinement is the best way. Some people recommend cages or crates. I'm not a big fan of that. I'd rather you gate off a small area and increase it gradually. A good healthy diet and feeding schedule and walking schedule should be established, and the whole family should need or will need to be consistent. First thing in the morning, the dog should be taken out after napping, after exercise, about 20 minutes after eating, just before sleep, and any time your puppy or dog has been excited. And if your dog does have the occasional accident, most people run to the curb and they clean up with some ammoniated product or vinegar. Vinegar is absolutely great for salads, but not good for getting rid of the smell from your dog's point of view. There are products on the market that you can use that will eliminate the odor and get rid of the stain. That's what you need. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Oh, we've got to figure out a way to save energy, babe. Our heating bills are crazy.
See this?
Whoa, what's that? A new remote?
It is. Hmm. Budget Blinds was here this morning and installed these motorized shades in the kitchen. Come here, watch.
So I just sit here, they open, they close. This is really very cool.
Yeah, Budget Blinds comes in and measures, then they install everything. Oh, you didn't have to lift a finger, right?
Hey, I like that almost as much as the remote, but we were talking about saving energy.
Yes, right. See, the shades are also on a timer.
A timer?
You program the timer to open them in the morning and let the sun in, then close in the evening to keep in the warmth.
Maybe we should do the rest of the house.
What a great idea, honey.
Right now, during Budget Blinds Luxury Within Reach event, motorized window coverings are more affordable than ever. The more you buy, the more you save, with savings up to $2,000. Hurry and call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now, before this offer ends, or go online to budgetblinds.com. Don't miss out. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now. Offer good on select products at participating independent.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the
underground secrets
to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The issues of the day, the discussions, the DJV way of avoiding disappointment. I think that's, if I can set a tone, and we can have Jennifer and Victoria help us especially to stop thinking about things that get you off on, just get you off, period. I don't mean off that way. I mean off your the expectations that we have. Every day, I start the day by thinking about, what was yesterday about? What did I like about it? And how can I motivate myself and you to have a better day, keeping you away from disappointment? And so every once in a while...
Money or donuts?
Yeah.
And if you can find gluten-free donuts, then that's even better.
Yay! And by the way, it's not up to the boss, although often I think about this as a boss. How do I motivate Jennifer and Victoria and Kara, to do a better job. They often motivate me to do a better job, and isn't that the best circumstance you can find? We work together. It's a team. And so we excel, even though this program, and I say this as objectively as I possibly can, I've been doing this for long enough. I don't want to say, I always said so long. But then I don't do myself justice. But I have a lot of experience on the radio for a long time. And I guess the reason I've survived is because I provide people with something that's worthwhile. Interesting personalities, interesting conversation about what's going on. And I don't think about myself first, which is unfortunately a problem with a lot of people on the radio. If you hear, I mean, once in a while when you tell the story, I is appropriate. But if all you hear out of somebody on the radio is I, there's not much in it for you. And after all, we're not going to get paid much if the only person in the audience is us. Doesn't work well that way. We have to be able to find people that'll show up and take away something every day. And because it doesn't necessarily always have to do with what's in the news, it's what we're feeling. Feelings are something that are being washed away by the advent of all of the social media and the devices that follow that stuff. So what I'm trying to do is find a balance there. Because a lot of the things, I mean, let's face it, I just said a few minutes ago, we posted some fabulous pictures of dogs being used as babysitters at DJV. If you go to facebook.com/DJV show, you'll see the pictures, these darling, adorable pictures of the dogs. So what happens when you look at that? You smile, you think, oh, I got a dog that looks just like that, or I've got a child at that age. How would they get along best with a dog? Or maybe even looking at some of those pictures and you're looking for a dog, you can, okay, there's a dog I'd like. Let me find a dog just like that. And I post on my personal Facebook page a lot. Sometimes I pass it over to the DJV site, pictures of dogs that are in kennels that are looking for homes. Wasn't it yesterday we were talking about how in some states now, I think California has led the way, and maybe this is a good thing, but there are other states. I know here in Boston, you now can't sell a puppy mill dog in a store. You have to find dogs or send people to the shelters to get dogs.
I thought Arizona was the first state to do that,
Arizona,
but I'm happy
was,
that others have followed. Yeah,
I think we've got about a dozen cities now that do that. And so
it doesn't really solve the problem, though. I mean, puppies, whether they're rescue puppies from shelters or, you know, puppy mills, puppies always sell quickly no matter what. It doesn't really help with the older dogs who really, you know, are wonderful pets in shelters, but it's a start.
Yeah. So take that. And I think, as a matter of fact, we've been talking about Jennifer's
breeders, though. What about people who breed a specific type of dog? They're still fine,
like a golden doodle or whatever.
Yeah, it's the puppy mills.
We've
been talking about your father's dog, Jennifer, and what needs to be sort of done to.
Well, my dad adopted her later in life. She was an older dog.
Yeah, well, we found Millie. She was a couple of years old. We found her at that Brooklyn Kill Center, and she's a fabulous dog. And
sometimes I know puppies are super cute, but also super destructive. So sometimes it's nice to get an older dog if you know, that already has had some training and isn't yipping all over the place.
When Brendan decided to give me Charlotte, and we had adopted Frankie, Frankie was a combo, or still is, a combo, a mastiff, a bulldog, and a pit bull. And Frankie is the most docile dog you could possibly imagine ever to exist. He's a big hunk of meat. He is just, and he has a roommate now whose name is Deuce, who is a pit bull. And the two of them are absolutely fabulous together. There's so much fun to watch and be around. But one of the things about Frank, when he was younger, he scared people because he's got big teeth and he's got a big mouth and. But he, you look at dogs like that, and I remember saving him. The reason I'm telling the story is because at the time I had a friend who was into dog rescue, and she picked up a couple of dogs down at the Cape who were at they were going to be killed because they had come from a breeder who specifically bred dogs to be sold in the finer, quote-unquote, cities on the Cape to people in the summertime who were looking for dogs. And these two dogs were just, like, left over. And so she brought them home, and Frankie jumped out of the car and fell flat in his face. And I thought, why? Why'd you bring this dog home? What's the matter with this dog? And so we watched Frankie for a while, and he walked across the barnyard, and he kept falling down. Well, he fell down because his feet were so big, he fell over them. And as he grew, but he was a fabulous dog for Brendan. And so he turned out to be the exchange for Charlotte, who came from, Charlotte was a purebred bulldog, the runt of the litter, but she came from a family in Burbank. And so these sorts of families that breed the dogs like that, it wasn't a puppy mill. They just happened to have a bitch and a male that got together, and they decided to have puppies. They just did it once. And I think those sorts of things are covered, Jennifer. Is that what you're saying? Those sorts of
yeah, that's what I was asking. Because there's some people who want to buy a certain type of dog, whether yeah. it's a pure, right. you know, like a purebred poodle or a golden doodle or a whatever it is. Yeah. Are those people that aren't puppy mills but are breeding dogs still okay?
Yeah, apparently they are.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of dogs, sports time with Biff and Biff here, and I go to the first story. About Nathan.
Where's our intro? Kara.
Yeah, come on, Kara.
Sleep at the wheel.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Jennifer's a big fan of Dodger dogs.
Yeah.
However, Dodger dogs are going to be out, and Nathan's are going to be in.
This is an outrage, an outrage. All right. Well, Nathan's famous hot dog is officially the official hot dog of Major League Baseball. It's taken more than a century for Major League Baseball to finally choose an official dog. But while Nathan's famous has snagged the gig, fans shouldn't expect any major changes on opening day. Becoming an official league sponsor puts Nathan's
opening
in the
day
company.
Is, Sunday, right?
Just a few days away. Yeah. Puts him in the company of Papa John's and Budweiser. However, like those deals, this doesn't mean everyone will be buying Nathan's hot dogs at the game. So individual teams and stadiums will still have their own partnerships for food and beverages. Before the deal, Nathan already had agreements with a handful of the league's 30 teams. Papa John's and Budweiser's each have their separate agreements with more than 20 teams. So Nathan's is the official hot dog of Major League Baseball, but
boo.
Like if you're a Dodger fan, Farmer John will continue
boo.
To supply Dodger dogs.
Phew. Boo.
Have you had the Farmer John dogs?
Farmer John Dodger dogs. Hello. They are so delicious and yummy.
They are horrible for you because they have so many kinds of preservatives they put in those hot dogs.
You're fine.
Really? Pizza. I'd take a slice of pizza, though. Veggie pizza would be good.
Do you know how horrible that is for you? All that gluten.
I know. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Take your gluten pills. You'll be fine in the morning. All right. So, Victoria, there's some other stadium food news that we need to wrap ourselves around here.
In other odd choices at ballparks, there's a new tamale that's going to be at the Texas Rangers Stadium, Global Life Park, and it's a 2 foot. I don't know how anyone could eat this.
Anybody who starts off with 2 feet, 2 feet
know,
of tamale.
Right?
All right,
reminds me of the story of the python you told us earlier.
Yes, it's a 2 foot tamale that's filled with the Texas Rangers 24-inch boomstick hot dog.
Their outfield.
Yeah, and then on top of that, it's covered in chili and nacho cheese.
Of course it is. Come on.
Yeah.
It sells for $27.
What?
Which? Yep. That's a lot.
$27.
And 2 feet. Come on.
I don't know how many people that could feed, but
what are you gonna do for yourself? What are you?
$27.
A tamale with a hot dog inside and with nacho
covered
cheese on top
and chili on top.
I'm totally in. Let's go try a bite.
This better be the best game ever that you go to see that you buy the tamale at, because you're going to be dead afterwards.
You're not going to any other games
after that.
Yeah, and then the Texas Rangers are also selling a new item this upcoming season called the Texas Snowball. Yeah, called Nexium. It should be the Nexium Stadium. So it's called a Texas Snowball, and it's shredded brisket that's covered in funnel cake batter, then it's fried, and then it's topped with powdered sugar.
Oh,
ew.
Oh,
that's, see, I don't like that savory sweet mix. Ew.
Ugh.
My God.
I don't know.
Eat that stuff. Yucca bunga. I was talking to a fellow yesterday who's going to put a well in on the farm, And we were bemoaning the fact that we spend so much time on our devices, because he wanted a number, and I figured out how to use my iPhone while I'm talking to him to get to a contact to actually give him the number while I was still talking to him. And then we both started talking about how distracted we were. And he said, you know what the worst thing is? I have season tickets for the Red Sox, and I go to every home game, and there are people all around me all the time who pay no attention to the game whatsoever. They come and eat, and they get on their cell phone and or their smartphone. They're spending. They never watch the game. They just eat the hot dog or whatever it
get
is.
Get over it. They paid for their tickets.
Let's see, Mr. Girl. Hunger. Okay. Let's see. It's 46 past the hour. Food news. As long as we're into the food stuff, we better do our food news report. Brought to you by Tasty Lee Tomatoes. Tasty.Lee Tomatoes. Certified as heart healthy. Certified as yummy, yummy. Certified as sweet and tangy. Certified as eatable. Or is it edible? Edible, just like an apple.
Eatable.
Edible, eatable. You say edible, I'll say eatable. Anyway, it's not a lot of bull. It's true.
They're so edible. They're eatable.
They are. They're edible and eatable. So if you are into the first round of these and you haven't taken our advice yet to order Tasty Lee Tomatoes, you go online to tastywithanI-lee.com, L-E-E, tastywithanI-lee.com. Either order them and get them delivered so that you can munch on them like Jennifer has, Victoria has, and Kara has. Or you can go to your local grocery store. The food store has these tomatoes. Or if they don't, you ask them for Tasty Lee Tomatoes. T-O-M-A-T-O-E-S. You say tomato, I say tomato. But no matter what, call on Tasty Lee for the best. I made my point. Tasty Lee Tomatoes. Tasty-Lee Tomatoes. Tasty-Lee.com. Order them. Get them sent to you or get them at the grocery store. They are yummy, yummy, yummy. Right, one of the world's best restaurants is making its staff attend therapy. This is very interesting. The current top restaurant on the world's 50 best list is in Spain. It's called Cellar de Can Roca. Does that sound right? How's that? Radical restaurant. Is it? That sound right?
Sure.
Yeah. Who's going to?
I don't have it in front of me, but yeah, that
sounds right. Does it really sound right?
Yeah. I mean.
Close enough. All right. So they are, they have problems. Sometimes the fact that waiter work is stressful, I think I've been a waiter. I worked in restaurants when I was a kid. Haven't we all? Have all of you worked as waiters or in a restaurant at some point in time? You haven't, Jennifer? Really?
Nope.
Oh, you were always
Jennifer's been on the radio since she was eight, so.
Yeah, I've been on the radio, but when I was on the radio, I was actually working in a restaurant as well. Carrie, you were working in a restaurant?
No, I did lifeguarding and other office work.
That's right, too. Okay, so anyway, what the owners of these restaurants are doing, because it's high-pressure work, they have in each restaurant a staff psychologist, and the therapist who brings their clinical expertise. It's working on the morale of the employees to diffuse emotions through weekly sessions with their workers. And I wonder if this is going to be a trend. It starts with the chef and then goes down through the cooks and the wait staff and all of that. Kitchen. I would think working in a kitchen, one of these places, would be just as stressful as working on the floor. Keeping all the orders straight, especially if it's an expensive restaurant and stuff. Ever go back and look in a restaurant and see the way they're throwing stuff around?
It
really is.
It's chaotic.
It is. Right. So anyway, I wonder how many with that idea, people who own restaurants who are listening to this program, think, okay, I'm getting a shrink for my staff. Maybe it'll make everything better. But it's an idea anyway. And we're all about ideas here on the DJV Experience, 10 before the hour.
Hey, paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
The house. He doesn't spell his name. It's not Dr. Ken. I got. Actually, you get a kick out of this, Ken. Recently, I got a I got an email to me, Doug at DougStephan.com, with a question for you. Would you ask Dr. Krohn, K R A U N H O U S E, would you ask Dr. Krohn to explain something? I don't remember what the question was. I just remember how they spelled your name. That was the first time I've ever seen it.
It was close.
It's H-A-U-S. Anyway, Dr. Ken studies the journals, the medical progress that's being made and researched. He's an evidence-based doctor, spends an hour on our program Good Day Health, and is here with us to update us on some of the news, a lot of complicated studies. And because heroin is so much in the news, the story of George Michael passing and him being laid to rest brought back that subject. But there's also a focus on opioids and big pharma and how they're contributing to this, what is becoming an epidemic. My son, who's the drug and alcohol counselor, Ken, says that taking stuff out of the cabinet in the medicine chest in the bathroom is what's contributing to this epidemic. So how did this study find heroin in terms of its availability. Isn't that really the problem?
Well, true to all the above. This is let's try to untangle this first. Heroin use drug in the United States, it's jumped fivefold over a decade. Yeah. Amazing. And this is a report out of JAMA Psychiatry this week. The surge in heroin can be blamed on a lax use of prescription opioid painkillers. We're talking about narcotics such as OxyContin, Percocet, and Vicodin. This has led to a large increase in addiction, overdose deaths, and transition to heroin laced with fentanyl. Fentanyl is a powerful synthetic narcotic. The heroin is not what it used to be. And the path to heroin use often starts with non-medical use of prescription opioid painkillers, what you're talking about, Doug. 80% of heroin users, they transition from prescription opioids. The root causes of this sea change were triggered by two reports that opioids are safe for the long-term management of non-cancer pain. After these two papers were published in 1980 and 1986, pressure from pain patients, financial interests, and pain societies, Doug, led to designation of pain as the fifth vital sign, and the rest is history.
Yeah. The rest is history. You're going to be really history if you get yourself strung out on this stuff, for sure. Isn't it really, it's up to parents and people to be careful and think, isn't this? This is just about thinking as much as anything else, isn't it?
It's about really using caution. You know, doctors are stuck in the middle. If we don't provide pain relief, we're accused of, you know, not being sensitive. And then when we do, people get hooked on these things. And you have to know yourself. You have to use these things for the least amount of time possible. And you have to keep them away from the kids. Don't leave these out, because if you leave them out, they're going to be abused, and that's not
obviously good. The more I hear about some of these drugs that are being used and how they wreck your gut, antibiotics, not in this case, this is not
antibiotics. This is so different from antibiotics.
Yeah.
These are drugs that are powerful narcotics, that are powerful pain relievers, but extremely, in some people, addictive.
Yeah. Well, there it is. The word to the wise, from the wise, Dr. Ken. And that's why people pay attention to Ken when he tells you about Superbeats. It is wise information from a wise person. So let's spell out in a few seconds the secret to using Superbeats and why you recommend it.
A healthy addiction. We all need to make nitric oxide over and over throughout our lifetime so that the body functions properly. Nitric oxide, it's a third important gas in the body behind oxygen and carbon dioxide. The red blood cell carries oxygen, but before it can open up the blood vessels, it has to spray them with nitric oxide, and your body needs to continuously remake nitric oxide. It needs the building blocks. Neogenis, the company we're talking about has two products. They have Neo 40, which increases your tank of nitric oxide, and they have Super Beats, which gives you a boost of nitric oxide so that if you have fatigue or you're working out, to avoid those high caffeinated beverages.
So here's the way for you to take Ken's advice. Call 800-655-4183. 800-655-4183. Blood pressure levels perfect. Healthy circulation perfect. Superbeats perfect. 800-655-4183.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.